Proclamation number 5073 of 25th of February, 1951. View in the realm beyond. Trial faith. Love. If you could see into the kingdom which lies beyond earth, which shelters all the souls which are secluded from this earth, then you would only realize how great your responsibility towards the soul is as long as you live on earth. Both the darkness would shake you to the soul, but the kingdom of light would also awaken a desire in you for those realms which you can very well provide for the soul if you live correctly on earth, i.e., if you use your will in the right way when you fulfill your earthly task. But that kingdom must remain close to you in order not to compulsorily induce you into a way of life, for only free will is decisive for your fate in eternity. Both the kingdom of horror and the kingdom of bliss must remain close to you, yet often enough you receive knowledge of it through my messengers. You can believe it or not, but as intelligent people you should always reckon with the possibility that what the proclaimers of God's word teach you is truth, for you cannot prove the opposite either. And thus you should also take this knowledge about life after death in torment or bliss into account in earthly life. You should prepare yourselves such that you will not run the risk of being taken in by the kingdom of darkness. You should try to believe, because such an experimental faith is still better than faithlessness. You should live well, even if you cannot believe that one day there will be retribution for your deeds on earth in the spiritual kingdom. Then faith itself would also come, for it emerges from love. And to be good on earth means to live a life of love. Even if you cannot force yourselves to believe, you can still force yourselves to do good deeds, even if you don't feel the feeling of love in you at first. You can give, you can help your fellow human beings in every adversity, you can help them with kind words and looks and awaken love in them, and you will feel that it does you good to have done a good deed. Love will also flare up in you, and suddenly your thoughts will no longer be so dismissive of what is demanded of you to believe. For the forces of the beyond will help you to recognize, and only the forces of the kingdom of light which have an influence on a person who strives to be good. The forces of darkness, on the other hand, will always be able to work successfully where people live contrary to my will, who are unkind in words and deeds and therefore also of dark spirit. Faith will still die out in them because darkness seeks to keep their souls and therefore also withholds knowledge from them. But their fate one day is dreadful and yet cannot be averted, because it is again the human being's free will which creates this fate for itself. Light and darkness will always be in opposition to each other. And this alone should make people think that ignorance of life after death is a state of darkness, whereas the person who firmly and unshakably believes in life after death already possesses a light, for his faith is conviction. And he is also in the light because such faith is the result of love, and love is a fire which radiates light. And light signifies realization, a knowledge which corresponds to truth. Amen.